You're listening to English for Everyone. Tweet us and follow us on Instagram at EU Radio English. And find us on Facebook, EU Radio Nantes English.
101.3 FM.
Today I'm joined on the telephone by Sweet Babu, aka Stephen Black, who is here to talk about our album of the week, which is Wild Imagination, and it came out on the 2nd of June this year. We are very excited to be talking about it, but I am even more excited about the fact that for a few brief, all too brief sentences, we can speak in our native language, which is Welsh, because Stephen comes from North Wales and I come from West Wales. So for all you listening, we are going to pass into our language for a bit. If there are any Welsh people out there, please Facebook, tweet, email, pigeon, whatever you like, to just to say that you are listening. But we're going to get started in Welsh and then switch back. Felly, helo, shwmae?
Helo.
A felly, jyst i ddechrau, ni'n lyfo'r albwm fan hyn. Mae fe'n really, really nice. A ni jyst moyn gofyn, os beth yw barn ti ar caneuon Cymraeg a hefyd fel rôl y Cymru yn canu yn Cymraeg. Achos sim y caneuon Cymraeg ar yr albwm yma, ond beth ydy feddwl beth yw hwnna yn general?
In general, dwi'n meddwl bod yn really bwysig. Just yn anffodus, pob tro dwi'n tri ysgwennu can yn Cymraeg. Diolch yn dod allan yn ei dda, felly dyna pam dwi wastad yn kind of canu Saesneg o pethau. Ond, ie, yeah, mae'n pethau jyst i cadw'r iaith yn fyw, a i deall bod yna iaith arall yn Prydain sy'n cael ei siarad drwy dydd. A mae yna music iaith Cymraeg sydd hefyd jyst yn hollol wych, ti'n meddwl?
Yeah. So just to translate that, I was talking about the fact that the album is in English, as you will know, as we've been playing it a lot. We play it four times a day on the radio when it's the album of the week, to try and really get round the album and to get a good idea of what it's like. And I was just saying that there are no Welsh tracks on the album, but we were talking about the importance of having Welsh as sort of, and also the fact of keeping the language alive. Going on from that, I wanted to ask, so when people write about you in different reviews and things, they always start with the fact that you come from North Wales. And there was one interview which started something like, given that he's from North Wales, the melodies are X, and using the sense of that you're coming from Trevoux in North Wales, they seem to think that it has this identity. And I was going to ask, what do you think about this identity? Do you think it's something that influences your music coming from North Wales?
Maybe, I don't know. Maybe that's something that someone has portrayed on the music. Because I've actually lived in Cardiff since I was 18. And so I've actually lived in Cardiff longer than I've lived anywhere else. So, but I'm sure, you know, the new album was recorded in Trevoux, where I was from. And it was kind of the kind of landscape and the countryside must influence it a little bit. Like, you know, I'm always wanting to escape to the countryside because I live in a city. So maybe it does.
Let's get talking about that week of recording. One wild week, an entire album recorded in a week. How did that happen and what was it like?
It was just a reaction to the last album I made, which seemed to take about a year to do on and off because I was busy touring and stuff. So just, it was just basically, we wanted to do something quickly, and we went up to where my parents live. They went on holiday and let us have free reign of the house, and we just took over the house for a week and tried to crack on.
So how many hours a day were you kind of doing?
Oh, not that many. For like 10 until about 10 until about 9 every night, probably, but with a break in the middle, with a few breaks in the middle. But we did, me and Paul, who I wrote a lot of the songs with, we'd kind of like planned out what we were going to do, and then Rob, who recorded it and played on it as well, him and Paul are amazing musicians, so it wasn't too strenuous, really.
And where do they come from, Paul and Rob?
Paul comes from Swansea. In the, well, just outside of Swansea in the Gower, but has lived in Cardiff for as long as I've known him. And then Rob is from the Midlands. He's from a place called Stourbridge, but I've also known him for a long time. So we've all known each other for a long time.
And a lot has been written about the composition process of the album, saying that it was something that, whereas for the last albums, you've been kind of more writing everything yourself, and a bit like the recording process as well, you've been very kind of on top, having every detail nailed down before going in. But so were you kind of recording and improvising? How did it go with the collaborative writing process and the not having everything sort of completely settled before going into the studio?
It just felt really exciting, really, compared to, you know, like, because I was touring so much, I needed help to finish all the songs, really. And then I just realised that that's what I enjoy about making music, having other people to bounce ideas off, and for someone to tell me that bit's rubbish and put this bit instead. You know, I think it makes for a better listen.
I think, you know, it must be quite a hard thing. Oh, not hard, but the first time I was doing a different interview with someone before who was talking about his first kind of collaborative album. It was Kid Francescoli from Marseille, and he was talking about he was working with someone called Julia on this album, and how the first time it's quite difficult to let go, and when someone says that idea is not kind of, they don't like it, to not feel that it's like a personal thing against your music. So did you, I suppose it's a negative question, but did it take a while to get into the swing of sort of working collaboratively, or did it just happen?
I think because I've always played in other people's bands and with my own music, it's kind of, from the last album, it kind of evolved from me wanting to be hands-on with everything to towards the end of the album, wanting to relinquish some control. And also because we only had a small amount of time to do it in, there wasn't any time to kind of get upset about it, really. So I think I didn't find it too bad, actually, especially because none of the songs were finished particularly, and we all had a hand in kind of writing it. It was much more of a, let's see what happens, unless anyone has any strong opinions, just let's try and push it as far as we can. That was the process, really.
And I think it comes across, the freeness of it. It's nice. There's one bit, I think, where you're singing that you're on a roll, and it was making me smile as I was listening to that. I was just wanting to ask, because obviously you've mentioned a lot that you're playing, or that you play in general, in a lot of other people's bands. How does it work in terms of keeping the balance in your life between what you're doing solo and what you're doing with other people? Is there a conflict there?
I try not to let it conflict. It's just I try and do as much as you can, really. Like, whoever asks you, if someone, like, I kind of see it all as kind of the same thing. So as long as everyone knows the score, and whoever asks me to do something first, then I'll tend to do that. That's my plan.
Safe.
But no, it's never been much of an issue, really.
Okay. And then when you're performing these live, I think you've been doing a short tour recently, which we just missed, but you've been going around different places in Britain playing your tour. And when you play it live, how does that work in terms of who have you got with you?
So this time it's just me, Rob and Paul, who played on the record. It's just three of us on stage. Paul kind of takes a lot of the keyboards, and then Rob does a lot of things where he plays the bass and the guitar and the drums and the keyboards, and then I play guitar and keyboards, and then we've got our friend Ollie, who kind of does the front of house sound and looks after us all, kind of to make sure that it's not total chaos. So it's just the four of us.
And are you all Welsh speakers?
No, only me, actually.
Only you? Okay.
Yeah.
I was wondering if there was a Welsh team going around.
Well, three of us live in Cardiff, but I'm the only Welsh speaker.
Do Do you find a difference between gigs that you do in Cardiff and in Wales and gigs that you do outside Wales in terms of how people react to you?
Yeah, I guess so. I think I just know more people who live in Wales, so it just means that it's there's a lot more of familiar faces.
And then going on to talk a bit about the future and about what's coming next, if in your wild imagination you can look forward past this album into what's coming next, is some kind of this collaborative, free kind of recording thing something that you're looking to do more of?
Yeah, I think so. I haven't quite decided, really. Like, I've just, me and Paul have just finished an album together of clarinet and piano instrumentals. So that's finished and ready to go. And then I don't know what to do next, really.
Can I ask about the... Because I read that you started playing the clarinet when you were 11, I think.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's something that you've obviously been keeping going with everything else that you've got going on at the same time. Is that CD going to be kind of classical things? Clarinet and piano instrumentals. What will we be hearing?
So it's basically... It is kind of like a classical album, but it's... We've done reworkings of kind of ambient songs, and so there's like a Brian Eno tune on there, there's a Robert Wyatt tune on there, an Arthur Russell tune. Well, we've kind of taken things that we really like and done our own arrangements of it. And so, yeah, it's kind of like contemporary classical, I guess. But, I mean, there's no way that I would say that I'm a professional clarinetist, you know. So
yeah, okay. So it sounds lovely. It sounds like a really nice idea.
Oh yeah, it's kind of. I'm quite excited about it. It's taken us a fair while to do it. But apart from that, I don't know what I'm going to do really. Take it easy.
How is the flute playing going on? Because I saw it in
absolutely
a different interview.
Absolutely terrible.
I imagine you don't have much time to be starting a new instrument.
Well, theoretically, I should be able to play the flute because it's the same fingers as a clarinet and a saxophone. But so far, I can get about two notes out of it, and then that's just stuck in the cupboard.
I've started playing the accordion recently, and I'm having a sort of a similar problem, which is that as a pianist and an organist, I know it should work in my head, but there's just something about it sort of being a different shape that just, it's difficult.
So. Yeah. I'm gonna persevere. I think one day it'll click, and then you'll be away. Then
one day we will hear a flute on a Sweet Baboon record, and we will know that the magic moment has come.
Maybe.
And then finally, one last question, sort of just moving away from it a bit. At one point in an interview, you finished it by saying that as well as playing the flute and also teaching your three-year-old to play drums, as well as having all and your clarinet record and more albums and everything going on, that you were going to learn to make oat milk and sell it to the masses. And I was just wondering, how is that going?
What interview is this that you read? I have no idea.
It was for the M magazine
interview. Ah, okay. I think what had happened was I would still like to make oat milk, but I don't think I particularly want to sell it. I don't think that sell it to the masses, really. But I think I was, at that time, I was on tour a lot, and we were talking about, I think we were talking about alternatives to milk, dairy milk and stuff, and then I was into the idea of making oat milk, but I haven't done it yet.
Oh, yeah. One of the other projects.
One of my other many projects that I'll never get around to doing yet.
Well, we hear from the entire team at E-Radio Nantes, we wish you well with your oat milk, flute, clarinet, and Sweet Baboo projects. We hope. Thank you very, very much for having spoken to me and or to us in general, to the entire listenership of E-Radio Nantes. It has been lovely to hear more about the album and more about your slightly crazily busy life in general, playing with different people and all the projects that you've got going on. We really, really love the album. So thank you for making it, I guess. And diolch yn fawr a siarad eto.
You're listening to English for Everyone. Tweet us and follow us on Instagram at EU Radio English. And find us on Facebook, EU Radio Nantes English.
3FM.